Hello.
Good evening. My name is Mary, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinion.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. In what language would you prefer to conduct this interview? In English or... Okay. Thank you. As you're aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. The options are, I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, I'm definitely going to vote, I'm very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, I'm not very likely to vote, I am not at all likely to vote, I'm not registered to vote.
I will be voting.
Sorry?
I will be voting.
Okay.
Most definitely.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote by mail with an absentee mail-in ballot, or I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
I'll probably vote at an early voting station.
Okay, thank you. Which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, or affiliated? Okay, thank you. What is your main racial background? African American, Asian, white,
and white.
Hispanic? Okay, thank you. What is your age? Between 18 to 35, 36 to 40?
75.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That will be over 65. That's our category. Okay. Thank you very much for your answer. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The options are very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, and never heard of. Then I will give you the first name. In this case, it's Kamala Harris.
Who?
Kamala Harris.
Oh, Kamala. Oh, yes. Yeah, very favorable.
Sorry, what is your opinion?
Very favorable.
Favorable. Okay, thank you. What about Rita Prashnik?
I don't know.
Okay. Cindy Lerner?
No.
Have you heard of her or you have no opinion?
Yes, I have heard of her.
But do you have an opinion of her or not?
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I forget things. You have to excuse me. I forget when people tell me things. I've had several strokes, so...
Oh, okay. Don't worry. I will read the options every time with every name. It's not a problem.
Right.
So, for Cindy Lerner.
Cindy Lerner. Yeah, she's favorable.
Favorable. Will be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Oh. Okay, thank you. What about Raquel Regalado?
No, not favorable.
Okay. So, will be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, if the primary election of Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Carlos Garin, Eddie Rojas, Shulmo Dessinger, Manny Seif, Miguel Quintero, Daniela Levine Cava, or Alexander Otaola?
Daniel Cava.
Thank you. And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levine Cava?
Definitely voting.
Thank you. Now, if the primary election for me, for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Richard Pranchnik, or Raquel Regalado?
Oh, it would have to be Cindy Lerner.
Thank you. And you will say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Cindy?
Probably.
Thank you. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy in the election for Miami?
It's very difficult to say because I really don't know much about the woman.
Actually, we do have the option as well if it made no difference. So it's an option as well.
Okay, then that one. Thank you.
Okay. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commissions?
Yes.
And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado? Less likely, okay. In this case, will be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. The first question, if you were able to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
A liberal.
Sorry?
Liberal.
And for liberal, do you consider yourself somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college graduate with an associate degree or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor degree or four-year degree, postgraduate degree?
4 years.
4 years. Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank
and enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you very much for doing the job. Thank you very much. Good night.
It is a pleasure. Good night.